It's time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com news.
This is the blizzard of 2015. We are in the middle of it right now across the Northeast. Freezing temperatures, snowfall amounts, 2 feet or more.
Powered by News One.
Don't get so carried away there, Buster. Good morning. It is Tuesday, January 27th, 2015. Happy birthday to our friend Kathy Carroll. Millions of people across the Northeast being told to stay home from work and school today, even as forecasters have revised predictions that originally called for record-breaking amounts of snow. The blizzard had originally been predicted to bring between two and three feet of snow to an area stretching from northern New Jersey to southern Maine, along with hurricane-force winds. However, by early this morning, most forecasters said that only New England would bear the brunt of the storm, and even then, the snowfall would be not as bad as expected. They are saying that Boston, Providence, Rhode Island will get about 2 feet of snow. New York, between 10 and 20 inches. And Philadelphia and central New Jersey, about 6 inches of snow. They're still saying the winds could be very, very hot. A hacking group called Lizard Squad has claimed responsibility for what it said is an attack that briefly knocked out several social networking sites, including Facebook and Instagram, early this morning. The Facebook glitch was reported in the United States, Asia, Australia, and the United Kingdom, and affected access to the site from personal computers and from Facebook's mobile app. Lizard Squad claim responsibility for the outage in a Twitter posting that listed the sites that it had affected, which included the matchmaking app Tinder, AIM, and HipChat.
That's so mean. You're stuck in a blizzard, and you don't have your social media, and you're sending out nasty pictures. You don't know where they're going.
Oh, poor you. The wife of a movie-making executive is the latest to accuse Bill Cosby of rape. The wife in the film of the film producer Alan Ladd Jr., Sindra Ladd, has joined the long list of women accusing Bill Cosby of drugging and sexually assaulting her. And she had written about this in the Huffington Post column, which was published yesterday, titled "Cosby, Trust Me." And in the essay, she explains how she believes Bill Cosby raped her on a date in 1969. And it was the use of drugs. She said she had a horrible headache, and he gave her a pill. And then the next thing, she started feeling woozy. And the next thing she knew, she was waking up in a strange bed in an apartment of a friend of Cosby's. And he was standing there in a white bathrobe.
You know, that's what we need to do. We need to bring in the bathrobe and get the bathrobe to talk. Because the bathrobe is common in all of these stories.
Man.
I think we need to bring in Bill Cosby instead of that.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not talking. Bill Cosby.
No, he's not talking at all.
The,
except when he does a show.
Super Bowl is this weekend, Super Bowl 49. The New England Patriots touched down in Arizona about 5:30 yesterday. Meanwhile, a full jury was seated yesterday for the murder trial of a former New England Patriots player, Aaron Hernandez. Now, the judge has pushed back the opening statements until at least Thursday because of the weather there in the region. Two Chainz says he'd like to be the mayor of College Park.
Say what?
Two Chainz, the hip hop star.
Two Chainz,
he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
He's not.
Well, you know,
he made
quite an impression when he had this conversation, a spirited conversation, they're describing it as with Nancy Grace. And so he says he's looking forward to running at the end of the year or next year and seeing if he meets all the qualifications.
Mayor of College Park.
College Park. Two Chainz, Mayor Two Chainz.
Oh, College Park, man.